Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm a journalist with words. You're not a man of God.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
All righty. Thanks to Sean King, former quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, came on. If you missed that interview and we want to check it out, download the Odyssey app. We've had him on before. Really knows what he's talking about.
We might not have him again. He wanted some chickens. I was like, oh, you're barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah.
Money time!
So the 49ers are 4-1, and obviously they've lost Nick Bosa for the season.
Damn.
And back in 2019, the 49ers needed a receiver, and they went and they got Emmanuel Sanders. And Tim Kawakami of the SF Standard the other day was asking Kyle Shanahan about, is there a move that, is it similar to 2019 where there's a move that could put you over the top? And this is what Shanahan said.
The Emmanuel Sanders trade was like, really, you said it, we're maybe one piece away. Do you feel at all similar? I know it's a little ways away to that time.
No. I don't feel at all like that. You know, I think at that time we had a Super Bowl defense that was as good as anyone in the league and probably had been for like 10 years and was pretty obvious. And I thought at the time some of the receivers we were dependent on weren't there and we were playing some young rookies and we thought we needed to add another guy. But yeah, I don't totally see it the same situation as right now.
I get what, but that still doesn't say, you know, in 2 or 3 weeks if they're 7-1 or 6-2, that if a Fred Dean is out there or somehow he can be had or something to bolster your D-line, that they won't go do it. But I hear what you're – that didn't sound like a vote of, oh, boy. But he I feel like he's saying we're taking it week to week, man.
Yeah, I've always felt like coaches know their teams obviously better than anyone else. And, you know, he's doing one of two things. He's either lowering expectations or he really – doesn't think this team's on the cusp. And I don't, like, they might be on the cusp, you know, in week 12. You're right.
Yeah.
But I think he realizes that they're 4-1, but there have been a lot of extenuating circumstances, and he's allowing for the young defense to have some hiccups along the way.
Okay, and how about I just take it one step further? I'm not saying you're wrong, but I keep bringing Pods into this because Pods went to what's not now. Pods went to the future with what he wants to be. But what if Kyle simply was in the moment? Even if I told you, yeah, I think we will, we're not now. So what good would it be for Kyle to show us all with his words what's, you know, the hands in his deck, you know, the cards in his hand? There was no need to at this juncture.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there's no need to say.
But you keep winning is what I'm saying to you, Stoney. Then it's like, oh, man.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how he feels about this team overall. I don't know how he feels about this team compared with other years. But what he's saying is when they got Sanders, he thought that was a final piece in 19, mm-hmm. and he doesn't see similarities between that and this team. And I mean, look, I think it's – he's just saying that – it feels to me like what he's saying is we're just starting something here. We're not finishing anything. And so
– but you're not saying he is a little – just minute as possible. I didn't expect this to be 4-1.
I don't think he expected to be 4-1. Actually, I don't know what he expected or what he didn't expect. I'm sure he's pleased with the results.
Yeah, but if we're being real, Stoney, they could have lost all the – you know what I mean? The ball could have bounced a different way, and instead of 4-1, they're 1-4. Because the games have been close.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Kyle Shanahan, I mean, what do 49ers fans think of that? And the question is could they get to that point this year? Have expectations changed for this team? I mean, it felt like everybody was on the same page early in the year that the goal was to make the playoffs, and it's gone much, much differently than we thought it would go. But the reality of the situation is they're 4-1, so that goal should still be on the table. But you're right. At what point did the expectations grow? Could the expectations grow to a point where they become Super Bowl contenders in the regular season?
That I don't know, but I'll tell you what. When Willard asked all of us at the summit in San Jose, you know, what was the goal or what was your prediction? Mine was 10 games and mine was the playoffs. And if you were able at that point to show me who would be out, Bosa, what would happen to him, all the guys that have missed games, Stoney, there's no way in hell I would have said through five this team would be 4-1. So with that said, my goal is still my goal, which is now just to get to the playoffs and get 10 wins. I'm looking at the schedule, and I know things change, and it can fluctuate. But right now I'm looking like that's a solid-ass bet if you took the Niners before the season to make the playoffs, even after you think they've already been to the deepest part of the sea with the with wicked waters and waves. Like, they've kind of – you know, Stoney, they've kind of gotten through the worst part of the storm.
Did you change your prediction after Bosa got hurt?
No, I was saying if I should have, I would have. I would have lowered it.
Yeah, you would have dropped it.
Yeah, I would have dropped
it. I think I allowed it. I allowed it.
See, you don't. Hey, Marcy, you don't have power over me to allow anything.
No, I can't.
You don't have the key.
Yes, I can.
You ain't pods.
In my mind, your prediction is now eight.
Evan, how does that sound? People like, I allowed it.
That you allowed his
Stoney
prediction
goes,
to change?
Like,
after Bosa got hurt, I said, would you change your prediction if you could? I said I wouldn't. He said he would.
But okay, I got that. But
so I'm allowing it.
Well, I didn't take off like three wins.
You're not the warden.
You took off two.
I was scared. I would have jumped
in. So you'll allow
bay.
That, but you won't allow the bet that you guys made the other day to be
a lot of people getting to
changed.
Me. Yeah, a lot of people texting me on
what
that,
bet?
Stoney. 48.5.
No. You
want us?
There's got to be a price for you opening your mouth without thinking. So there's either
I forgot Vegas. I was unaware of Vegas.
It's all good.
I was having a real bet with my partner, my radio spouse for 8 years.
Come back to 52 and we'll have a bet.
What is it? Real quick, Stoney.
Well, I'm not betting.
You want to sucker me. So you're disappointed that Evan put that to bed.
And I'm always disappointed in Evan when he does that.
Stop.
But I get why he does it. Shut up, Evan. Yeah. He's like a bail bondsman over there.
Just they still
him,
have them?
Just give him a little money and he'll get you out. He'll get you out of jail.
Am I going to see your daughter on TV? The reason I bring that up is Tulane's on ESPN tonight. Game day is there now. Stoney, Evan, he goes, they're there. I go, we going to see your daughter? He said, nah.
No, she's in the library.
Well, you sure?
Yeah.
let me ask you, let me tell you something.
Okay, buddy.
If you think, she might not be in the library.
Whatever helps you sleep well.
Okay. Let me tell you something, Evan. Okay, she might not be in the library, but let me tell you where she isn't. She isn't outside Yulman Stadium right now holding up a sign behind Pat McAfee or whoever the hell's on TV.
Yeah, I got to be careful here. That reminds me. I don't know if you saw the – you, everybody at the stations on my Instagram chain, Evan, you're number one. Did you see the comedian? He's talking about his son, and I'm not making light of this. He goes, there's an active shooter on the campus of where my son goes to school. It's in the library. Oh, we're okay because my son. Yeah, you know, Evan, you got to get some drip. But when he found out it was in the library, he goes, oh, we're good because I know my son's not there. Yeah, all you can do is joke.
Yeah, maybe a two.
Yeah.
It's like when back in the 50s and 60s, the great Yankees teams.
Yeah.
Of the day and age, Billy Martin used to say that if you ever dropped a bomb on the team hotel at midnight, no Yankee would die.
That's what
because they were out.
You know what that means, right? Okay.
They were out.
Oh, man.
Speaking of Yankees, yikes.
That's what I can't stand.
I'm defending Boone. Does he
Aaron
pitch?
Judge hits one homer. Oh, they're back, and this is this. And then it's like, you know, here's the beauty of the baseball playoffs.
There's tomorrow.
There is one beauty, and that is by the time you realize that the Yankees won a game, they were eliminated. Like, I do like that about baseball. You can open, Yankees have action. Aaron Judge brings the Yankees to the brink of coming back.
Yeah. So you're going Chicago Cubs who play today after winning yesterday. Yeah, it could be over if they lose.
I mean, if you don't, look at it right away.
Yeah. Dale. Yankees were just in the World Series last year.
What's your point?
Boone might be safe. You don't pitch.
That's the other thing.
We're so quick to fire guys, man.
Yeah. You mean like you did with Kyle? Year two?
That was after what he did.
Oh, how about Sean King?
We tried to.
Yeah. How about Sean King saying, hey, 49er fans, shut your mouth. You got a great coach. Shut your mouth. Yeah. You got a great coach. Although he did rip John Lynch. Whew.
I think it's funny he thinks John Lynch made that pick.
That is wow, man.
I think it's interesting that people are going to let Kyle off the hook for not picking Mac Jones the first time.
Well, he's letting him off the hook because he goes, I mean, Kyle should have one. I don't know which one he should have more, 19 or overtime against the in Vegas. I got my answer, overtime.
Go away. Go away with that crap.
I got to tell you something. I've never heard you use that one. That bothers
me. Go away.
That penetrates. Yeah. Go away.
Go away with that crap about Super Bowls.
Go amazing. Away, Evan. Oh, my God.
Go away with that stuff. That's all.
But Evan has to do that, too. You can't even have a conversation anymore without pause. I'm a grown-ass man.
What did he say?
I said something, and he just, God. This new Beavis and Butthead society we're into now. Just
it's a great show.
It was one of my
I never
bring
saw
it back.
I never saw it. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. I'll tell you the best player in the game is right now. Asia Wilson.
Well, yeah. Shocker there, Steiny.
See that shot?
She is incredible. She's already done it. She got an MVP.
Now, would you like to reveal the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
Oh, boy. That I thought it was a best of five?
You thought that was for the series.
I did. Paid.
I'm disappointed, though.
Okay, how many years have they had a best of seven in the WNBA finals? I'll bet it hasn't been their entire history.
It doesn't
matter.
In
fact, it may be the first year.
Mm.
It doesn't matter, though.
Well, it does matter.
Do you know who won the first
one? I don't claim to be an expert on the WNBA. It's 100 more players to have to get to know. It's 13 more coaches. It's a different style. I don't pretend to be an expert on women's basketball.
No, it wasn't about that. It was more, there wasn't really a celebration.
That's why I thought it was very subdued.
Do you celebrated know who, like the Thunder.
Do you and Evan know who won it in 97, their inception of the league?
Minnesota.
Houston.
Oh, that's right. They won it. Oh, under Van.
Didn't Van Chancellor. Like three.
Under yeah, Van Chancellor.
Evan, did you look that up or you do that off the top?
No, Cynthia Cooper was on all the teams.
Swoops.
Swoops, sorry.
Swoopsie.
They won the first four.
Van Chancellor.
They won
the
97, 98, 99, 2000.
How many games were the finals?
That's Steiny. You'd have to ask Evan. About three. Three.
That's best three. Of three.
Yeah, they won. Yeah, look at Goo.
Somebody, you know, we were talking about the guys who got paid on the Niners. Somebody on the text line, you said, you said, what if Purdy, after the contract, regresses?
Right.
Okay. That's fair. They've given away a lot of big contracts. So let's go through some players.
Let's do it.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Okay, what are you looking for me? Because I'm high on what Jimmy did. At the end, he got ugly, but he got you to the Super Bowl and a couple of NFC championship games.
Contract.
I'm saying yes.
Okay. Nick Bosa, they paid him a lot of money.
I'm gonna say no because I'm holding him to a high standard. No, he did not.
So they paid him, and he hasn't quite reached the level that he's been at. All right, fair.
You think a lot of people would argue with me on that one about Bosa. Still, I just hold him to the highest standard that I feel like, you know what, my answer would be no, and he probably would tell you. Off to a great start this year before he got hurt. Neither here nor there. Keep going.
Well, here's a flat-out no. McCaffrey.
Depends on this season.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, boy.
Brandon Ayuk.
Well, come on now. That didn't even get off the ground.
I think the guys who, who is
Kittle?
They paid Warner and Kittle and Debo. To me, those guys all earned it.
All right.
Debo, obviously, at the end was.
But you want to go in my man Trent and forgot just 2 years ago he was all pro. He was all pro. Even though you said he was starting to slip, the people get he was awarded all pros, Donnie.
Yeah, but he's right. But he's not earning his contract.
But. Since he's gotten here,
he
has.
My point is it? No, I disagree. My point would be this. He's the example of got a contract, regressed. Trent Williams.
But he's in the trenches, so.
What? Oh, so it's not important?
I'm not caping for him.
Right.
Stoney, I believe he's still a top six tackle in the NFL right now.
Right, but he used to be the best. So he got a contract, and he's regressed. A lot of it has to do with age, maybe everything. No, but
he's regressed. The contract to his employers, though. You're missing that part.
Okay,
of it.
Well then,
if who's Brock really Purdy getting better at 37?
If Brock Purdy regresses, then we got to focus on the 2 years that he earned his contract,
which I think got this contract because he was that damn good.
So I mean, a lot of guys earn a contract and then can't live up to it. I don't know who's going to be who on this team.
Who's the next going to get paid?
Patently fraudulent, says Steiny. Stop dragging Trent.
Yeah, something's weird going on. And it's been happening for a year and a half, and I'll let you go. Like, what is it about him? Last year was personal stuff,
too. That's what you said, but it wasn't. He needs to get paid.
It's what he said, too, though.
Not crazy about the way he went around about his business. Mm. That's all. You know, we talk about guys who are team players and all that. I don't like, look, him, McCaffrey, Ayuk, I hold them more responsible for the year than the other players. But I also hold Lynch and Shanahan accountable for what happened.
Let's spend a minute on Ayuk, Stoney. I know you may have any intel, but right now, if he were to miss the whole, how bad does that contract look now today on Thursday?
You're not going to believe me, but that's just football. Bosa.
I say it's bad because I'm afraid of Ayuk on what you're going to be when you come back.
The only thing I care about is that we're paying a guy a lot of money. He's not available, and that kills us. In terms of the pecking order of our team.
But when he does come back, is he what you paid him for? That's just my question, and maybe he will be. But, man,
he's not going to be right away.
Yeah, people are on his head for the first, almost like Kuminga, are on his head for the first four or five games before he got hurt. I can only imagine him coming back and not being what he was and how the
– Well, he's not going to be what he was. It's a two-year injury. I think, like, everybody says that. I think he's going to come back and he'll be like a small contributor, ideally, and then he'll be ready to go for next year. I think that would be the hope for Brandon Ayuk.
Man, I feel like you just
the other thing is they have Bourne. He's better. Kendrick Bourne has.
Scotty, he had a great game.
Oh, yeah. He won him the game.
Stop. And he had a big drop again, but it didn't cost him.
That's right.
But to say he's better than Brandon
Ayuk. I'll tell you what, I'll take a guy catching 10 out of 11 balls all the time.
And had your boy been on the field, who's to say he wouldn't have done that? Ayuk.
Well, he's.
I love Kendrick Bourne. I like him.
Yeah, but Ayuk has a lot of drops. Doesn't he?
I just want to throw this baseball
at you. What was I going to say? Greg Cosell.
Our man.
What's your point about Ayuk?
Like right now, right. I think any diehard Niner fan would say, since you brought up that exercise, right now, today, that looks like a scary contract. And that's just being real with what you said. I didn't want to let you know I agreed with you. He probably won't be what he was. But, you know, again, he can. But if he's not, and the fact that he got hurt when he got hurt, the ink hadn't even dried on the contract, that's not that he wasn't worthy, Stoney. That would be a bad deal for bad for business.
I mean, I'll tell you what would be worse than Brandon Ayuk getting hurt, and that is Brandon Ayuk playing at the same level that he played at when he wasn't hurt for the all of last year and into this year. Like, then we would have had a problem. Mm. But he got hurt, so he's got to rehab and you know, get back to it and see if he can get back this sometime late this year. Hey, you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with a juicy Week 6 matchup between the 49ers and the Buccaneers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Boy, Sean King was good.
Yep. What was the one thing they got you?
When he just shut you down.
Which time?
No,
he got me a few times.
What was the when he told 49er fans to shut up. Shut up. You got a good coach. You got a good organization. Shut up. He didn't say it that way.
Yeah.
But he said, we got to appreciate Shanahan and Lynch. And he's right. We do.
And I think Niner fans do. That's why it's doubly frustrating that they haven't won. Niner fans are getting pissed off, Stoney. I'm just telling, not at Kyle, just the fact that they've – you want me to say it? There used to be a slogan among Niner fans.
This is when I want to throw a brick at you.
When we go, we win! And that was it, Stoney. The last three, not so much.
You know what, though?
Those hurt,
49er
man.
Fans are smarter than you. That's not the way they think. They're smart. They know.
Shasky said this morning, as a fan, a fellow fan, Stoney, the pain never goes away. It truly
doesn't.
He's
not, like...
So you think, tomorrow will just be tomorrow. You get up and go get it. Stoney, those things stay there. They're scars.
Good. Good. I'm glad.
They fade when you eventually get there and win it again.
Damn, he's not in Afghanistan. I mean, he's watching a football game. What do you mean he's got to live with it for the rest of his life? It's not PTSD.
No, it is, Stoney. You ain't understanding fandom, man.
He's been toting a gun in the Middle East.
That's the name of my book. It's the lead right now, Stoney Fan. Oh, my goodness. That was pretty good.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'm going to get into some Greg Cosell sound, but I'll wait to do that on the other side. By the way, I couldn't help but notice. So yesterday, of course, the Warriors started four guys over 35, and they put up a graphic. Fitz goes, hey, Kalenin, you know the last team?
I saw it.
To play start four 35-year-olds or more? Do you remember what the team was?
No.
How was it the game? I don't know, like the Harlem Globetrotters?
No, it happened in the early 2000s. It was the Utah Jazz.
Yeah, there we go. And give us the guy that really put him over the top.
Oh, I'll give him to you.
I can remember. I got his name.
I'm going to be watching. Stockton.
Get this, E.
Malone. Olden Polynice, and this is the one, John Starks. John Starks.
Wow.
Who was the third guy?
Olden Polynice.
That's fitting.
From Virginia.
Remember?
Yeah, that's a good
one.
Now, this is what I love. You know, I love our hometown stats. You talk about cooking the books. You say, I do it. So they said, you know, Fitz goes, look at that team. He said, hey, Kalena, how many games do you think that team won? Kalena, of course, is like, I don't know. And Fitz goes, 53.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. They lost in the first round.
All right. Well, nobody cared.
They didn't even get out of the first round.
How many did they win? The total.
Yes. People are going to care if the Warriors lose in the first round.
I'm just telling you, they got the ingredients to win 50 or more. There's a bet in there, man. Just man up and do it.
Why don't you save it? Save this. Save this shit.
I didn't like that tone.
Go away.
Chicago Jason telling me, you're rubbing off on him. Goo, it's okay to criticize a Niner player. I do that more than anybody at the station.
Okay. No, you do.
And I was talking to somebody, Sonny. Evan, I hate to say this. We are the most toxic show at the station. And we have to embrace it. We have to.
Yeah, you know, you're the guy.
No, just I love you. You love me. But we are toxic. I said, oh, my God. I didn't want to come in.
We got to go.
All right.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
That's why I was waiting on him in the bushes.
Lamar Jackson stinks.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Thursday, we're getting there.
Yes, our show, baby. Relax. Remember that show we did in Vegas for the Super Bowl and you went corporate on me and I got mad at you?
I don't remember that. What happened?
You were so just, you were being a professional, but you didn't let him hang. The Boscos goes out there and have fun. We were on Radio Row. And then Evan, as soon as we got in, it was corporate Steiny, button up. And I was like, do what we do. We like to shoot the, you know what? Before we get into it.
But yeah, that was the day Cassius Marsh was on our show for 22 minutes.
Yeah, I forgot.
I left for 5 minutes, and Cassius Marsh took over the show.
Oh, boy.
Are you kidding me?
Evan, I did ask Steiny a question before we get to
this
it.
This guy.
No, and I mean it.
I know you mean it.
If
but
you had your youth over, what field would you get in today's world if you were 18? Mine would be acting. I would really say, you know what? I want to go be on TV. What would Steiny do?
The one industry less stable than radio.
But it's about the art, Evan. Something about the camera, man.
Yeah.
What would you do, Steiny, for real?
I don't know. Probably.
It wouldn't be sports writing, though, huh?
No. I'd probably, you know what? I'd like to.
Like, I'm being real.
Yeah, I know you are. Probably a teacher or something like that. I don't know.
You don't got the patience.
You're right. Evan, what about you? When you pack this in, what are you going to do?
Like, seriously.
Well, I thought it was if you had a do-over.
That's it.
I still don't know if I want to do this over yet.
Yeah, he's right. I told Tim Roy he's going to be somebody's Tim Roy. Just don't forget about Goo and the kids.
Yeah.
He's in year 31, by the way.
Think about that.
For the Warriors.
Do you know that?
Wow, man.
Do you know that?
I'm 31.
That's a.
And do you know who wrote the story in the Contra Costa Times about the new Warriors radio announcer, Tim Roy, back in 1994?
Come on,
baby. Did you
do it? Yep.
No way.
Yeah, I swear to God.
So that's how you met him, when you sat out with him?
I called him on the phone.
No!
Because he had worked, he'd worked in SAC, and he got the job. Fitz went to TV, Tim came here, and back in those days, in the newspaper business, you had like a media writer.
Yeah.
The guys who would write about the media. Like, it was their beat.
Damn!
So, yeah, I remember talking to Tim.
Now, that's a factoid. Wow, man.
Yeah.
And look at you now.
Look at me now. What happened? What happened?
Is Westbrook going to get on a team? Because if he's not, then I'm done watching. Guys that hustle and give their life to the game don't get in trouble off the court. We can't get a scholarship, but Bronny's got a jersey. See, that's what I'm talking about. A steward, a guy that's going to a Hall of Fame, he can't get a jersey, but Bronny can. Make it make sense. The dude will play for Nichols. I'm out of here, man.
Promise? I don't know.
He cannot be that guy.
Really, Steve? Come on, man.
Where do you think the Warriors are?
If you're giving me health, man, I could see them in what I wanted last year, Steiny, with the series against OKC. It's just something about Minnesota and them not being buttoned up. And it starts with Anthony Edwards. He's a god on the court, Steiny. But there's just something about if you want to go there, you got to be buttoned up. LeBron was buttoned up. Steph is buttoned up. KD was buttoned up. I just don't think Minnesota is buttoned up. And that leaves the door open, I believe, to a Houston Rocket team without their IQ, their engine, which I believe was Van Vliet, Steiny. So I'm thinking, why not the Warriors if you're telling me they're going to be healthy?
About Denver.
You guys beat me. You guys double crop. Man, you and Evan jumped me. Beat the Clippers in 7, lost to OKC in 7. So I'll give you Denver. I got you. OKC and Denver, my top two West teams.
Tim Kawakami on the TK show, his podcast, was interviewing Steve Kerr about where the Warriors are kind of in their evolution. They've got a bunch of old players. They've got some young players. And he asked him, I feel like we've been hearing this for the last couple of years, whether or not this is the last dance for the Warriors, but here's how Steve Kerr answered the last dance question.
By no means am I looking at this as the last dance or my last dance. I think this team, you know, obviously Steph and Draymond and Jimmy are all signed for two more years. That Bulls team, everybody was a free agent. Michael, Scotty, Phil, half the team, we were all free agents. So that was very clear cut and defined. We were also coming off back-to-back championships. It's a very unique situation. This is different. This is more of a traditional NBA situation where you've got some aging stars. You're just trying to be good for as long as you can. You don't know if it's going to be this year or two more years or three more years. None of us have any idea. So this is definitely not the last dance.
Like, Stein, if I was grading that, that's an A+. Like, I totally believe that. And he sold me on it's not the last dance. You know, obviously they're coming off the back-to-back chips. Everybody was a free agent. But, man, we know for a fact, we don't know how long Steph, Dre, Jimmy are going to be here past this year, Kerr most likely. So, like, I just thought that was a brilliant job of, you know, he didn't solve cancer, but cure cancer, but of saying the pros and cons, you know, compare and contrast to the last dance.
I think it's his last dance.
How so? Because he's been here before.
I think it's his last year.
He's been here before.
I know he has.
But what gives you that, though? That this is his last year?
Because the last time was 5 years ago, and I think he's
Well, I'm going to tell you this then.
Steph's retiring soon.
I will put this in the cap. If with your Harry Carey glasses, if you believe that, Jonathan Kuminga will not be moved this year. Because then, now this takes on a whole thing of who will Jonathan Kuminga's next coach be under that regime that Pods wants to be a part of. But the keys will be given to a guy like Kuminga if he's here. And that
you and these damn keys.
That's how
they don't have a player on the roster right now good enough to hand the keys to. And that includes Kuminga. And that includes Moody. And that includes Pods and Post and TJD.
I love that, but they I gotta say Kuminga's the closest. That's all.
That's
great. Not close.
And he's still a long way away. Right. Like when you say hand the keys to, that means who's going to be the best player on this team after Steph Curry?
Like Kawhi in San Antonio.
They don't have one. And
well, I got you. It's their own fault too, Steiny. They missed on James. Wiseman. Ideally, that would have been.
But he wasn't. He stunk.
I got you.
They picked a bust.
My point is some dynasties.
This is James Wiseman.
My man. So Steenie and Guru. Some dynasties don't even get that number two pick. And then you kind of got to just wear it on the chin. That's what hurts. The Warriors had it. And had that been Halliburton, I think now with everything that's happened, you know.
I don't.
He would be.
They were. You know what? Can't we look at it now and say they were never drafting a guard with that spot? They were not drafting a guard.
But the question becomes, had they?
But they did. They wouldn't because they had Steph and Clay and Poole. They needed size. They drafted for a position. They made the cardinal sin. Perhaps. I tell you what. Here's when I watched the Warriors, I thought they looked good in game one. I actually thought they were horrible.
Yeah, and it was, I got you, Stein. It's preseason.
Yeah, but this is the thing. You know, preseason doesn't mean anything. Okay, you're right. It doesn't mean anything. But is there anybody out there that thinks the Warriors may have trouble getting off to great starts this year if that's the lineup they're going to put out there?
I think that would be
okay,
but
so we're going to see. Probably it's the preseason. It doesn't mean anything.
My major question,
but I think we're
going to
see that this year.
I'm predicting over 50 wins. I think that was just a game on a Wednesday night, and Steiny, you are right. It's something I'm looking at. But the million-dollar question for me is, how many nights are we going to see their A show?
I think we saw it last night. Just, you know, it's like think about this. How many times over the years have we talked about Curry in the first quarters, kind of letting the game come to him?
All day long.
Right. So they can't really do that. They got to, you know, like Jimmy Butler, he doesn't come out guns blazing.
But he's the perfect type to say, Damn you fools. It was a Wednesday night preseason game. I know when it's time to go.
Right, I'm telling you right now, that game's not an outlier. It's not an outlier.
They're going to come out guns blazing.
No, I'm just saying
Tuesday, whatever they open up against the Lakers, the energy and the legs and everything will be exact opposite of what that was, is what I'm saying to you. They're not going to get off. Like, I expect the age to show, partner, after a couple months, not right off the gate. And I'm with you. I was like, oh, man, Portland looks like the younger team. It's their first preseason game. They're young and dumb, just running up and down.
I think age shows how quickly you can get into a game, too. Like, you know, Steph's got it.
Talk to him.
Let me tell you what's a big problem with this team. Actually, I don't know.
Oh, we're having a conversation.
Butler and Green.
What about Butler and Green? Speak on it. It worked last year, Steiny.
This team is so freaking old, it's unbelievable. Like, it's truly unbelievable. Like, I get it. It was one game.
Right.
I'm watching them in the half court last night in the first 6 minutes, and I'm like, how are they going to score? You're going to have some guys, you know, you're going to have your guy running like crazy with Curry, trying to keep him away from anything. Jimmy Butler's not going to be shooting because he's too cool for that. Or whatever he does early in games.
I don't know, man. I think these two games shouldn't even be looked at.
The other thing is they're going longer and longer stretches between really good stretches. That's what's going to happen this year. Like, Draymond Green, well, he's going to be good, but he's not going to be good as much as he was last year. And those gaps, because of the age, are going to be really hard to fill in. That's what I saw.
Mm. And Stani, I'm going to pull one of yours. I don't care what you saw, and I'm talking to any Warrior fan. It's like, we got to wait till it's go time to come with that. And I'm not saying what you're saying can't be before our eyes, but I'm not looking at the next three games, nothing, Berger. These guys are older. They're pacing themselves, and they know probably if there was a loose ball, if I'm Jimmy Butler, do I want to go get that ball in a game that doesn't mean anything? And I think that comes with age, man. But I will sit here from afar across from you and say, oh, yeah, that wasn't a bit. But it was a preseason game, Donnie.
Right, but they're not getting any younger in the regular season. And that's that, like, I'm not watching a game and like, oh, Jimmy Butler. I'm expecting a March effort from Jimmy Butler. It's more than that.
Because it's October.
I get it's October, but they're old and they're slow. And I felt like it was noticeable last night.
Well, what about, okay, and I'm going here, and I mean it's Donnie, but what about when Jimmy came last year and the run that they went on, all the numbers and the metrics, they even showed it last night. Like, I mean, my gosh, and the team is damn near that team, but with Al Horford.
Right, they had an easy schedule after he came, and they were playing harder probably than most of the teams were at that point because they just got Jimmy. I mean, like, all we can do is take Draymond Green at his word when he says, we're playing playoff games half the year.
That's a fact.
Okay, well, guess what? You ran out of gas. So why is it not going to happen this year? Because you're going to coast in the regular season, but then you're not going to win enough games.
Like, I do worry about, you know, and this is what they signed up for, Stani, and they're not running from it. A good team, like when they play OKC, Or teams like that, that's going to be a problem. There's no way around it. But it's how you attack it, and that's why I want to see more from Moody Pods. Commit. That's why, like, you're telling me you envisioned a Warrior team without Kuminga, even with his flaws. Oh my gosh!
Well, I got news for you.
Yeah, I'm serious. Tell me.
Well, first of all, the second unit was terrible. They stunk. They were unbelievably bad. Worse than the first unit. That happens. Like, okay, you ready?
Yeah.
I don't like Pajemski playing with Kuminga.
Mm.
I don't like it. There's something going on there. And here's the other thing. Yeah, okay, it was a preseason game in October.
Battle of the
Keys. You watch? And you know, in a way, I I said to this to Evan this morning, I'm glad everybody stunk because now we don't have to just single out Kuminga for stinking. But the reality of the situation is, if you watch that game last night, the Warriors have a problem in that Kuminga is, he can't be ignored. When he comes on the court, he is a focus. And a game like last night, to me, he wasn't into it. He was very frustrated. And there are going to be a ton of games like that, I believe, for Kuminga.
But Stoney, I saw him making the pass to try to set up the other guys.
The first pass he threw, he threw out of bounds.
Right. I got you,
Jimmy Butler went to go tell him. He inbounded a ball. Or Butler tried to throw it to him in the low post. Kuminga doesn't move to go get the ball. It's a turnover, and Butler walks up to him. It's like, you got to come meet the ball.
Yeah,
it doesn't go away.
But this is when you do it in the preseason.
Yeah, like, how can you sit there and think Kuminga's going to be able to flick a switch and be completely engaged every single time the Warriors play when he's never been that guy? Like I said to Evan last night, I was like, not last night, this morning, I was like, boy, you know, good thing Kuminga didn't, you know, good thing everybody stunk because now we don't have to just hit Kuminga. And he's like, he was kind of like, he didn't really stink. It's just vintage Kuminga. That's what you get one out of two, one out of three games.
Yeah, I just felt like he didn't know when to go. I felt like he was just, there was a delay with the Wi-Fi on when to go. And all I would tell him is just be you. Do what you do. And as much as I've criticized Pods today for his words, you know, going viral, which I would have kept to myself, I look at him, you don't got to tell him when to get in and to do it. He picks and chooses. And that's what Kuminga's lacking. But, Stoney, I'm not I really do, partner, feel like you're overreacting. And what you're saying is probably going to follow them the whole season. But, man, Stoney, it was just a one to Wednesday night in October, man.
You're right.
And they got off to a slow start, and they were bad. I got you. But, man, this is no omen for the season.
This is where, like, again, I'm not saying I'm right.
No, you're just telling us what you saw.
So, like, isn't it logical that an older team's going to have trouble starting fast?
No, exactly.
Okay, so I'm not saying, like, I get it. It was one exhibition game. But somebody out there going to try to tell me that that's not going to be something that needs to be overcome all season long? That's one of the things they're going to have to figure out. And maybe, you know what? And maybe that's why you start Jonathan Kuminga instead of Draymond Green. Because, as you know, emotional as Draymond is, he doesn't start the game out emotional. Like, that's the problem. You can, these 35-year-old guys, they need to ease into a game, and I don't think the Warriors have that kind of wiggle room.
Mm. Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number.
I feel like you should take the bet now with whatever number it is, because if you feel that way, Stoney, then they may just have run out of gas, it sounds like to you. You know?
I think they will run out of gas.
And I
think they'll probably get off to a good start.
I mean, because every team tires, and you go through ups and downs and stretches, but I just feel like they showed us last year, and I get it. You said they had a weak schedule at the end, but Stoney, that was real. That was tangible. You could put your finger on what they were doing. Their defense got better. Kuminga's second game back from dealing with all that, so I'm not even looking at Priest, but we're so thirsty and excited about the season, and I get it.
For example,
focused on the birth certificate. That's not changing.
Did you see what Steve Kerr was saying after last night's game?
That their
point of attack defense was atrocious.
So
Moses Moody, your cure-all,
okay.
Your new Klay Thompson, he's going to have some ups and downs. Like, he's not a lockdown guy,
but
which
Kuminga
is fine.
Can be.
No, he can't. Yeah. Stop that.
He's got more talent, athleticism, and his feet move quicker than Moody. Don't tell me that. Now you can. Don't tell me Moses Moody is a better defender than the capability to be a better.
That's not what I said.
Okay, that's
he
what
I'm
saying.
He is not a locked.
This dude like is a jewel. Somebody has to unlock him. If what you're right.
If you think Kuminga's a lockdown defender.
No, he can be.
Well, then say he can be.
That's
don't
what I
say
said.
You said he is.
No, I said he had the potential.
And no, he can't be. He's not smart enough right now to be.
Well, whose fault is that?
His.
I mean, what you're saying about age is all the more reason his ass should have been in there to divvy that
exactly.
up.
Exactly. Exactly. But they don't know how to incorporate him.
Mm.
Let's get 888-957-9570 is the number.
I'm just telling you, man. It was a preseason game.
I know it was, but what could possibly motivate somebody to even say lockdown defender with Kuminga?
He can shadow a guy up the court. Moody was their best defender, and we fought 15 rounds about how you said Moody was a nothing burger, and now you want to double back a year later.
Here we go.
No, I'm not yelling, Stoney. And plant your flag on Moody. You can't do that.
Moody.
So you can't use Moody as now all of a sudden he's their new Gary Payton, when a year ago Moody was a nothing
burger. That's something you would do.
So now we
got
to focus on Kuminga has the most talent and skill and potential to be a lockdown defender.
Okay.
So now you're all of a sudden Moody's a lockdown defender.
I didn't say that.
Well, you just said it.
Moody covers the ball, and Steve Kerr said he didn't do a good enough job. Why doesn't he put Kuminga on the ball if Kuminga's their best on-ball defender?
I'll let you figure it out. I think we have our answer.
Why?
He can't. He's not unlocked. I don't have the answer.
Well, maybe because Moody's better at that in Kerr's mind.
No, Moody, and I get started. Moody, Pods, they're better at being the best versions of themselves. Why did that stop at the Jonathan Kuminga bus stop? Why couldn't anybody figure out how to unlock this kid, man?
You're
lightweight scaring me on, you know, but I'm like, it ain't going to look like it did. But this is all the reason you need a 22-year-old that can just run all day. But it's unfortunate and sad for Dub Nation that it looks like he's having problems doing that, or they're having problems meshing.
It's year five. I mean, we're seeing something new.
But is this team in position to say night night to him?
No, but this is the problem with some fans.
Yeah.
You use the term lockdown defender to talk about Kuminga.
Not that he's that now, and that's how you took it.
How can he be that goo?
Yeah, right.
How can he be that guy?
He's got the length.
But he doesn't have the focus when this guy doesn't have the ball. Like, he doesn't guard guys off the ball well. Let's go. We got to go.
All right.
888-957-9570 is the number. Just jump into the conversation. Where are we with the Warriors? Are they, is this last dance?
Kerr said no.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Steve, this is your last year. You know it.
I got my own complaint.
You know it. what did I want to do here?
I wasn't saying he was a lie. I'm just saying
lockdown.
But you said that about Moody, and he's not a lockdown.
I never said Moody. You got to listen to the way I say things.
All right.
Kerr says Moody is now the best. That's what his job's going to be. Kerr says that with Moody. So my question would be, if Kerr really felt Kuminga was the best at that, why wouldn't he use Kuminga there? He's more athletic. He's
the
bigger. He's stronger.
No doubt. And that's why it makes it more frustrating when you side out some of this team's downfalls in regard to older age. Like, you need Kuminga, and that's what's frustrating about it. Like, I'm not telling you he's that. And Gary Payton II is the best defender on the team to me.
He was terrible, too.
But it was preseason.
I know. But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
How many shots did he make late last year?
Well,
I'm worried about Gary Payton II.
See, oh, no.
You've been saying that.
I know. Guys like him, if they lose a little athleticism, they drop in a hurry because he's not a great shooter. Hey, head on over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steiny and Guru by searching 957. And while you're there, download and subscribe for all our great content on 957 The Game. Don't forget the kickoff show this Sunday with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings. It starts at 11 a.m. And if you're looking for somewhere to watch the games this weekend, head to Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. The Gold Rush girls will be there for a meet and greet, taking photos and signing autographs. The next home game is Sunday night, October 19th, and Lo and Evan are going to be live from Laughing Monk starting at 3 p.m. You can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. First come, first served. So go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957 The Game, and sign up now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.